Here we are, starting from the second wide line on Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara just about a machlekes of Yechon and Rish Lakish. What is chat when the Mishnah said you can write 5 gittin on 1 piece of paper? Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't work. So the Mishnah said if you make it 1 unit, it works. If you make it 5 separate units, you say the Edom are only signing on the bottom one. So Yechon understood that what makes it 1 unit is if you have the time on top, and the Zman is for all 5, and there's a Vav at the beginning of each one, meaning after the first one, the second one says, Ooh, Ooh, Plainy, Amalo Plainy, and so for the third, and so for the fourth, and so for the fifth. And that's how Rabbi Yechon learned. Rish Lakish learned that's considered separate, and the Edom are only siding on the last one. And what makes it a unit is if at the beginning it says, all 5 together, so-and-so, and so-and-so, and so-and-so, and so-and-so, and so-and-so, are divorcing so-and-so, 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 so-and-so. Then it beats out each one separately because you can't have the same get for 2 people. So therefore, it first puts them all together, then puts them separately. That's called a klal. If it doesn't put them all together, then the Edom are only signing on the last one. That's what we had yesterday. We're starting now from the second wide line on Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. Amulei Ravina Rav Ashi. So Ravina said to Rav Ashi, you're telling me one get can't be used for 2 women, right? Love and Lord, love and Machabita. Maishnam Adatanya. Why is that different than the Brisa that says, HaKaisu Kon Nechasu L'Shnei Avadav? If somebody gives all his property to both of his avadim, kano mishachru zezeh, they acquire it and they free each other. Meaning, we don't know who received whom, right? So we don't know whether the eved number 1 got his own kinyan and now he owns eved number 2, or vice versa. But we know for sure that he gave everything away. So therefore, they free each other, and together they split the nechasim. Even though it's the same Star Shikur for 2 Avadim. Now we know Star Shikur and Star Get are compared. Torah compares the 2. So why over there can you use 1 Star Shikur for 2 Avadim? And over here we said you cannot use 1 Get for 2 women. And for the Gemara, the Lava Kim the Mishnei Staris, didn't we say that the case over there is he wrote a different star to each one and handed them both together at the same time? But each star was a shikru to 1 specific event. And therefore, that's why it worked over there. Rashi, Umayishno Hamahadatanya, the Emet Gomer Lo Lama Isha, Emet is learned out from Xavier Shavu. Le Pasinu Le Mishum Veloy Lama Lachavata. And we don't passu it because of the halacha of 1 at a time. The Bach adds, Kishe Shikhur, Shnei Mabasak, that's when he frees them both in 1 shot. The Dami Lekamaisa the Rish Lakish, and this is similar to what we said Rish Lakish said, Anu Plaini Uplaini Garashnu Lashenu Plainus Uplainus. And there we said it doesn't work because Lava 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 Kavata. But my boy Lubahedr Michtav, why did we require according to Rish Lakish to rewrite Plaini Girish Plainus Uplaini Plainus? Uncle Kosum called the Kosum Uplaini Uplaini Avdi. There by the 2 Avadim he wrote to both of them. Each one is half free and belongs half to his friend. They free each other's half. So there it works. So Manasach, if it's halacha by Gittin, it should be halacha by Shikur. And if it's not halacha by Shikur, it should not be halacha by Gittin. And the answer is, in the 4th parak we said, this is talking about Mishnei Staris. Shikasa Bishtar Kol Nechasa L'Ploini Avdi. That's what he wrote in 1 star. Bishtar Hasheni, he wrote Kol Nechasa L'Ploini Avdi to a different event. Umbasman Lehem B'Basachas, and he gave them over at the same time. Shleikadim Zeh L'Zeh. Because if one got it first, he would own the whole thing. And you couldn't give it to the second one once you gave it to the first one. But he gave it to both of them in 1 shot. Right? So therefore, Shloikadim Zelazeh, Hilkach Kanu Shneya. Vayamar Kula D'Di. Each one claims 100%, right? So therefore, we say they both have 50%, and they free each other.
Rabbi Margaretta?
Yes.
Didn't we just learn a couple of months ago something that's impossible to do it simultaneously?
Things don't happen simultaneously, but when you hand two pieces of paper to two of them, I think that can be done simultaneously.
Okay.
Something Gemara. Third, Tanya Kavasa Reb Yechanan, Tanya Kavasa Rish Lakish. We have two prizes, right? Each prize is interpreting our Mishnah, and one interprets it Reb Yechanan's way, and one interprets it Rish Lakish's way. Tanya Kavasa Reb Yechanan says, Chamisha Shekasu Gutaych HaGet. And the prize says, five people wrote into one get. Ish Pliny, Megarish Pliny, Pliny, Plinus, Pliny, Plinus, Uzman Echad Lekulam, and there's one time at the top, Ve'edim Omata Kulam Sherim, that Edim are at the bottom, they're all kosher, but Tinasein Lekulachas Uyachas, and then you can give it to each one, which is exactly what Rabbi Yechanan said, that as long as there's one Zman on top, even though it's five separate Gittin afterwards, it works. However, if each one has their own Zman, and the Edom are in the bottom, as Edom, Nikron, and Kusher, only the ones that the Edom are read with, they are Kusher. The other ones are not Kusher.
Rabbi, it says one toe face? This case is one toe
no.
face?
No. It's even five times them. But it's trying to say is, the Zman, we look at the Zman. One Zman makes it one get. Different Zmanim make it different get. And even though it doesn't say Taibis L'Chalechad, I understand your point. But by the fact that it says Zman L'Chalechad V'Yechad means obviously it's different Taibis. How would you write Zman L'Chalechad V'Yechad if it was a one Taibis? So when it said Ish Plenty Plenty, it means separately. Each one with their own typhus, and the Bryce is making it depend if the Zman Echad L'Kulam or Zman L'Chal Echad V'Yachad. You understand what I'm trying to say? Because if it was one typhus, then you can't say Zman L'Chal Echad V'Yachad. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, Im Yesh Revach Beinayen Pasul. Vimlav kasher, she'ein zman mafsikan. If there is a break in between the two, meaning there's space. Now the question becomes how much space is considered space. Right? The Rabbi Yehuda seems to say that even if there's space, that's a problem. Now, what is considered space? So over here, the Tosafot of Rush says space would be enough for Adam to sign. You leave space for Adam to sign, then we say the bottom ones only signed on the bottom. The bottom Adam only signed on the bottom get. Whereas if you leave less space than that, then that doesn't consider space. So according to the way Tosafot of Rush understands this Gemara, that by leaving space for Adam to sign in between the Taifsim, you are separating them. So even though you have one Zman, but the fact that you left space shows that you want to break them up. And therefore, the Adam would only sign on the bottom one. That's how he learns this Gemara. The Ritva understands that the word Revach Benaya means there's no Vav. Doesn't fit the literal translation of the word. But the Ritva learns, yes, Revach Beneya means there's no Vav. Yesterday we learned the Grinch of Yechelim, there has to be a Vav. If there's no Vav, we say they only sign on the bottom one. So the Ritva learns that the word, yes, Revach Beneya means if there's no Vav, that's considered space. If there's a Vav, that combines them, and that's not considered space. Again, in the literal translation of the word, Revach Beneya meaning a Vav is a little bit difficult, but then I don't pick sides and beshade them. But the Tosafot of Rush learns, by leaving space for Adam to sign, you're basically saying each get is a separate entity. And therefore, even if the Adam side at the bottom and there's only one Zman, by leaving that much space, you're separating them. That's what the Tosfos of Rosh learns. So anyway, this is like Rish Lakish. She'ein Zman Masika, and you see those last three words. So there would be a Zman on each one that would break them up. Since there's one Zman, and there's no Revach, whatever way you want to learn Revach, so therefore it's one entity, and by one entity, we say the Adam signed on all five. That's the Brisa, that's by Rabbi Yochanan. Tanya Kavas is the Rish Lakish. We have another Brisa that says in the Rish Lakish. Chamisha Shekasul Klau B'tei Haget. Five people wrote it in one unit, which means Anu Plaini Uplaini, Gerashna Shesainu Plaini Suplaini. Right? It said first the first line that mentions all husbands and all wives at the beginning. And then says, Plaini Girish Plaini, Plaini Girish Plainis. Then says, different types of for each one. Zman Echad L'Kulam V'Edim O'Mato, Kulam Sherim. If you not some L'Kulachas R'Echad, you give it to each one. Zman L'Kulachas R'Echad, if there is a separate Zman for each one, the Revach L'Kulachas R'Echad, like we learned before Revach, V'Edim O'Mato, Esh V'Edim L'Kulam Imam, Kasher, only the bottom one is Kasher. And Rameir says, like Rabbi Yochanan, meaning according to Rish Lakish, the Tanakhama is saying is, and Rameir is saying that the Zman in between breaks it up. Whereas the Tanakhama is saying, the Tanakhama said that you have it all together and then you have them separately. So then we say they're all kosher. If there is a Zman for each one and Adam room for each one, so then it's only on the bottom one. And Rameir says Zman for each one by itself splits them up, even though they were together at the beginning. So there's a Makloikos Tanoim, according to Rish Lakish. If you wrote them all together at the beginning, then repeated each one separately, if you gave a Zman for each one, is that breaking them up, even though they were all written together at the beginning? That is the Machlokes, it seems to be the Machlokes. Whereas the mayor says, even by the Zman it breaks them up, and the Tanakhama says, you need the Zman and Revach. Remember, they were all written together at the beginning. That's what he says. So therefore, according to Rish, that would be a riot to Rish Lakish. Because notice the Brisa said they were all written together at the beginning. If not, it would not be considered a one gut. I hope I explained myself. Affecting Gemara. Rish Lakish, Ma Yir Yizman L'Cholech V'Yecha, Amr Zman Ech L'Kulam Nami, B'tay Fasavi. According to Rish Lakish, didn't he say, even if you have one Zman, still separate? So why over here does he seem to, the Brisa seems to say, it depends on one Zman or not. Sounds a little bit like Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rish Lakish, Zman is no factor. Even if there's one Zman, we say it's considered separate gittin. So why over here all of a sudden does Rish Lakish take Zman into account? And for the Gemara, when does Zman make no difference if he didn't write all five together at the beginning? Then Rish Lakish says the fact that there are five separate gittin makes it five separate gittin, even if there's only one Zman. Whereas Avchachad Rabinu Miikara, over here, he did put all five together at the beginning. Therefore, he probably lose Zman and Eloi Lai. Then, we look at it as one, unless we see a separation, which could either be a Zman and Revach, or a Zman without Revach, and that's a Machloekes Tanoim. So this Brisa is like Rish Lakish that insists on having all five listed at the beginning. If all five weren't listed at the beginning, it would not be considered a good get, even though it has one Zman. But if five are listed at the beginning, then it depends. If it has one Zman and five are listed at the beginning, that's one get, that's considered kosher. If it has different Zmanim, it's a Machlokes Tanoim. Rameir would say it's different getin, and the Rabbanan would say as long as it doesn't have a space in between them, it's still one get. But a Zman and a Revach, even according to Rish Lakish, with the five written at the beginning, it's still separated. And the Adam would only be going on the last one. Rashi, Ulrich Lakish, Amayk Tony Bahach, the Messiah Le Zman, B'cholecha Ve'echad. Why does it say the Zman? Eshe'ed V'kolei M'kosher, B'lav Zman B'cholecha Ve'echad. Now I'm going to see the old Yain. Rish Lakish said, even with one Zman, it's considered partial. Dr. Gemara, B'cholecha Ve'evinu B'yikara, Zabtrash. The Tony Zman B'cholecha Ve'echad. So the cost of Hachi, to the Tony Reisha. He wrote, like it says at the beginning, Anu Pliny, U Pliny, Yerashnu Nishenu Plinus, U Plinus. Pliny Giris Plinus, Mechad Meshabbos. Pliny was Megaris Pliny on Sunday. U Pliny Giris Pliny, Mechad Meshabbos. The Kivin Darvinu Mikaro, since he mixed it at the beginning, Eloi Hadrav Stikinu, Bisman, Le Mistiki. There, because he mixed it at the beginning, unless he has man, it would not pass away. Weiter. Mishnah weiter. Shnei gittin shekasu zeh b'tzad zeh. Two gittin that are written side by side. Which means, okay, so let me explain something before we start this Mishnah. In Eretz Yisrael, or in America today, when you write Hebrew, you write, Lashon Kodesh, you write from right to left. So if it says, Reuven ben Yaakov Eid, by the way, I'm picking Reuven only because the Gemara does, not because I'm trying to pick a Reuven. When it says, Reuven ben Yaakov Eid, Reuven is the Eid, and his father's name is Yaakov. In Greece, when they wrote Reuven ben Yaakov Eid, even if they wrote in Lashon Kodesh letters, it meant Reuven, who son is Yaakov, is the aid. So Yaakov is the aid. Meaning, Reuven's son Yaakov is the aid. So they wrote the father's name first and the mother's name and the kid's name second. So it went left to right. Yaakov is the son of Reuven. Even though the Lashon Kodesh reads Reuven ben Yaakov, in Greece they meant Yaakov ben Reuven. That's how it worked in Greece. So in Greece, they signed differently than they signed in Israel. So therefore, it becomes problematic when you have Edom who are from Greece and Edom from Israel. On the get, we have to know who is the signature, right? Who is signing, the first name or the second name? Now, that doesn't make so much of a problem, except it becomes a problem when you have two getting side by side on a paper. And the Edom are going from one to the other. So then we're going to have to explain exactly how it works. But the Hakdama that I wanted to give is to understand that in Greece, the Jews signed differently than the Yidden and Eretz Yisrael. Yidden and Eretz Yisrael, Reuven ben Yaakov Eid meant Reuven is the Eid. And in Greece, Reuven ben Yaakov Eid meant Yaakov is the Eid. Just the way it works. I guess it has to do with right to left and left to right. That's the Mishnah. Shnei gittin shekasu zeh b'tzad zeh. Two gittin, written side by side on one big piece of paper. U'shnayim eidim ivrim, boim mitachas zeh, mitachas zeh. And two eidim ivrim, meaning living in Eretz Yisrael, are writing, are coming from one to the other, meaning the name is under one and dad's name is under the other. And under them are two Greek Edom whose name is under the second one and their father's name is under the first one because they write differently. So halacha is kasher. The first get is kasher and the second get is puzzle. Why? We'll have to see the Gemara. But we're saying that we only have Edom on the first one. We don't have Edom in the second one, and the Gemara is going to explain. Let's do Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Shnei Gittin, Shekasu Zeh B'Tzad-Zeh. Berechah HaMegillah is the width of the piece of paper. Shnayim Ivrim Bo Mitachos HaRishon L'Tachos HaSheni. Two Eretz Yisrael Dikers are coming from under the first one to the second one. Shem HaEid Tachos HaRishon. The Shem Aviv Tachos HaSheni. The name of the Eid is under the first one. The name of his dad is under the second one. The chayin eid sheni tachlov. The second eid is the same way. The chazru v'chazmu tachteim. Shnei Yisraelim yivonim. Hadarim b'eretz yavam. two Yidden who live in Greece, Belosh and Yuvonis to Derek Hazu, and they did it in Greek, like this Derek. Avul Chasimas Hayuvonim Ain Nikras Kichasimas Ivrim. It's read differently. Chayuvoni Chaysim Yosef Ben Shimon Biyadua Shishmai Shimon Uben Yosef. Even though it says Yosef Ben Shimon, it really means Shimon Ben Yosef. Shekach Mispareshes Chasimasan Yosef Ben Shimon Klaimer B'nai Sho Yosef Is Shimon. It's interesting. Rashi is explaining it from right to left. See, if I were explaining it without Rashi, I would have said, because they're reading it left to right. So it's Shimon ben Yosef. But the problem is, ben is written from right to left. So therefore, Rashi is explaining that in Greek, they wrote, son of Yosef is Shimon. So when it said, Yosef ben Shimon, it meant Yosef, who has a son named Shimon. V'nimtza sheme eid chosim al get ha-sheni. The aid is signed on the second get, the shame of him chasim al arishin. Now we don't have the picture in the Gemara of this case. We have the next case. So, and the Masifta Gemaras and in Arshua, I'm sure they have a picture of this case as well. When you have Reuven on one side and Shimon on one side, and Yehuda and Shmuel, my case, they made up names, art school, my Masifta Gemara, I don't know what art school made up. And basically, the two Yevoni Edom are signed under the left get, the two Israeli Edom, that's the shoulder Edom, are signed under the right get. That is the case in the Mishnah, and the Mishnah seems to only make the first one kosher, not the second one kosher, and the question is why, and the Gemara will deal with that. Now comes a different case. It's a little bit more complicated. Eid echad ivri ve'eid echad yivani ve'eid echad ivri ve'eid echad yivani boy mitakazeh l'takazeh shneim sulam. Now, if you look at the picture, this is where the picture works. I'm sure art school has a better picture than the one we have printed in Rashi. I know the Masifta does, so I assume art school does as well. And that is, let's read the Rashi. Eid Ivri ve'eid Yevani, boy mitachas geta yimin l'tachas geta smel. There is an Chasaldic aid and a Greek aid, and again, Greek means a Jew that lives in Greece, signing that both signed under the right get. Ve'eid Ivri ve'eid Yevani, oitachteyem, under those two, boy mitachas smel l'tachas geta yimin. Now, how does that work? He signed his name Yosef at the end of the left of the left side, right? The chazir chasim ben Shimon b'roi shita shniya. So what you have is Reuven ben Yaakov aid, and under it it says Yosef. Under Yaakov it says the word Yosef, and under Reuven it skips a line and it says ben Shimon. So it reads, Yosef ben Shimon. So, which in Greek means Shimon is the aid. So you have Reuven and Shimon being aidim on the first get. Then you have, Nimtza Shuvai Takas Hayimini. Lachim Mefarsha, Kasima Dedu, B'nai Sho Yosef Shimon. Nimtza Shitakas Get Hayimin, Bala Takas Get Hasmael, from under the right to the left, shame Aviv al-Asmael, Ushmai al-Yemen. His father's name, Yosef, is on the left. His name, Shimon, is on the right. That's what it means. V'ivri Hasheni, Chasim Shmai Takav Get Hasmali. The second Ivri signed his name right under the left one and put his father under the right one. But you read him, he is the eight because he's an astrologer. So the first one is the eight. I don't know what name Arslo gives him, but he is the aid. And where am I here? Right, so V'ivri Hasheni, I'm sorry. Chasim Shemari Takas Geta Smali B'Sav Shita, the shame of him Takas Hayimini B'Roy Shita Shetakter Shalaika Darki, which is not regular. Nimsa Bami Takus get Shani, the Takus get Rishon, he said under the second get. Payavani Ashani, Chasim Takhtav Kedarkai, signed it like a regular Yavani, right? Mashita Akas, Yachts El Ben Takas Rishon, Naftali Takas Ashani, Yachts El Ben Naftali. So Naftali is the aide whose son is, right, Yachzel is right, because Nimtza Shmoi Chasim Alasheni, his name is Naftali, Naftali ben Yachzel. So even though it says Yachzel ben Naftali, in Greek it reads Naftali ben Yachzel, which is the means, Kairach, I have him as Kairach, I don't know who Arshko used. Two of them are on the left get, and two of them on the right get. I hope it's self-understood. Again, the top aide signed the regular way, the second aide signed his name under the first one, but he wrote his father's name under the left one, because in Greece, that's how they do, they write the father's name first. The third aide is the Shalzeker, put his name under the left one, and his father's name under the right one. And the fourth one did it the Yevani way, left name under the left one. So we have two under the right one, and two under the left one, and they're both puzzled. Now, that's different than the case before, when we said at least the first one's kosher.
Why the four aiding? First two cases only had two aiding.
What?
First two cases only two aiding, weren't there?
No, you had two aiding of one and two aiding of the other. The first case had four aiding. Two anxious straw diggers, and then two Yevanim. The two anxious straw diggers signed under the right get. And the two Yevanim signed under the left get.
Okay.
And it said the first get is kosher. Does Arshko have a picture of that?
It's a little confusing because the Arshko puts it as just two witnesses, two Jew, two Hebrew, and then two Greek, but there are four on each.
That's the first case. 100%, that's the first case. So you have two Hebrews, they're the first get. And two Greeks are the second get.
He has two separate pictures. It's fine. I get it.
No, one picture is case one and one picture is case two. There are two cases in the Mishnah.
Yeah, I see.
So the question is, we'll have to take the first case first. What's wrong with the first case? Why isn't the second get kosher? It has two Adam under it. Why isn't it kosher? Fancy Gemara. But before we get that, the Gemara wants to say that really, Reuven ben Yaakov Aid is should be a kosher get for both. Fancy Gemara. The list kosher high be Reuven, the high be ben Yaakov Aid. Why can it be that Reuven signed on the first one, and he also signed on the second one using his name Ben Yaakov? That's who he is. He is Reuven. He's also Ben Yaakov. So he's signing Reuven on get one, and Adam can come and identify his signature, and he's signing Ben Yaakov on get two, and Adam can come and identify that signature as his. And therefore, you have Reuven is an aid of both get. One using his name Reuven, one using his name Ben Yaakov, because that's who he is. Datnan, Ben Ishmoini Aid Crusher. A person can sign using Ben Ishmoini. If Reuven wanted to, he didn't have to use the name Reuven. He could write Ben Yaakov Aid, and that would be a Crusher signature. He is Yaakov's son, and it's an aid, and we can identify who it is by signature. And therefore, let Reuven be the aid on the first get, and let Reuven be an aid on the second get using Ben Yaakov aid. Rashi, this kasher kama be Reuven, ubasta be Ben Yaakov aid, the yuchshu shneim aidei shnei aidim rishenim. They should both be kasher through Reuven and Shimon. Reuven Ben Yaakov aid is the first one, and whoever you have in Arshko is the second aid. I have Shimon ben Levi, is the second one. Right? Dr. Nambe Matnissim Beperkin, that Ben Pliny aid is kosher. And for the Gemara, the problem here was the cuss of Reuven ben Akama b'Yaakov ein Abatra. Ben is on the first one. So you can't make the second one kosher with Ben Yaakov ein, because Ben is not under the second get. It's Reuven ben on one and Yaakov ein on the second. Therefore, we only have one ein named Reuven. There is no Ben Yaakov in the second one because the word Ben was written on the first one. Rashi, no Rashi. Fetti Gemara. Viliskasha hai beruvein ben. Viliskasha hai beyakovein. Why can't it be kosher? The first one should be kosher beruvein ben, which means I am the son of Reuven, like the Yevanim. And then the second one should be kosher by the name Yaakov. And we should say it means Reuven, right? Yaakov, the son of Reuven, like the Yevanim. That's how Rashi learns the question. So why don't we say that Reuven ben Yaakov Eid means, Reuven ben means, I am the son of Reuven. I am Yaakov, who's the son of Reuven. And that would make that one kosher, because Reuven ben would be Ben Reuven. And Ben Reuven is a good aid. And the other one has Yaakov Eid. But not is 28 kosher. That's kosher enough, meaning you don't have to have a father's name under a signature. You can have Yaakov Eid. So if Yaakov Eid is good enough, so why do I need, let's say, the first one is Ben Reuven, even though it says Reuven Ben, it means Ben Reuven, and Yaakov is in the other one. So Ben Reuven is a good signature on the first one, and Yaakov Eid is a good signature on the second one. That man is 28 kosher. So the Gemara, the loy kosher eid. It just said Reuven ben Yaakov, it didn't have the word eid. Since it didn't have the word eid, therefore you can't use Yaakov eid. You have to use them together. And since you have to use them together, and it says Reuven ben on one, and Yaakov by itself on the other, we cannot make them both kosher. We have to use one signature, which is Reuven ben Yaakov, on the first one. Rashi? Liskasher hai beruvein ben. The mashvadi b'day shal ruvein. Kederach pirish chasimus ha-yevonim. Like the Yevonim side. V'zeh shechosim takas ha-sheini ish achar hoya ushma Yaakov. And the one decided under the other one was Yaakov. The likes of aid, masnisin daskir tani ish poini aid. The heichid v'chosim poini ben poini ba'inon aid. You need aid. That's why you need aid. In our case, there was no aid. The Mishnah that says Ben Ishpoini Aid is the Ishpoini Aid is kosher is only when it says the word aid. Here it didn't say the word aid. Bibai Sayma Lailam the Kasav Aid. The one I can answer you does say aid. We are Dina Bad Khasim the Lab the Yaakov. You can't make it kosher with Yaakov because it's not his signature. You want to translate Reuven ben Yaakov as Yaakov is the aid, and Reuven ben means he's the son of Reuven. Wonderful, except it's not Yaakov's signature, so how can we ever approve it? This is Reuven's signature. Can't approve a get with the wrong signature. Nobody will recognize this as Yaakov's signature. You can translate the words any way you want to, but you have to be able to approve the signature. And this is Reuven signed it. You can make a lumbus and say that it's Yaakov, but he didn't sign it. In actuality, hold on a second. In actuality, Yaakov didn't sign it. So therefore, you can't say Yaakov is a kosher egg. Rashi, the law of Yaakov, Ella Shobanoyo. It was Reuven's signature. So you can make a lumbus, but it's not true, because Yaakov didn't sign it. Nobody will recognize it as Yaakov. Fakti Gemara. I still have a way of making this card get kosher. The Duma Bishvah Davua Chasim. Some people, the Gemara's having mean is, signed their father's name. Meaning, Reuven signed using his father's name. And that would be a legitimate signature. Person can sign using his father's name, not his own name. Right. That's a Gemara. Leshavik in the Shmei, the Chasim Shmei Davua. We don't do that. People don't sign their father's name. They sign their own name. Rashi, Numa Bishma Davua Chasim, Rashaini, Vashneim Chasim. And one he signed Reuven Ben, and the other one he signed Yaakov. He's signing his father's name as his signature. And the answer is, people don't do that. I'm sorry? Was there a question?
No.
Fine. So the Havamina was, the Rashbam speaks out in Baba Basra, that people write their father's name as covenant of their father. Right? Because if not, the Rishayim speak out, why in the world is he stretching the signature under the second get? Why didn't he sign this whole thing under the first get? By stretching the signature under the second get, gives us an indication that he wanted to approve the second get as well, but he only put his name under the first get. So we say what he meant to say is, I am Reuven, I'm the son of Yaakov, I'm signing as Reuven Ben on one, and then I'm signing as Yaakov, I'm using my father's name as his signature under the second one. And the Gemara's answer is, people don't do that. Correcting Gemara, Meduma Sivna Shavya. Now, this is a new thing that we never had. That, I mean, not in this Masechta. That Edom sometimes sign using a simon, a seal, a simon, meaning not their name. So maybe he's using his father's name as a simon. The Rav Sayer Kavra. Rav used to have a fish. That was his signature. He made a picture of a fish. Rav Chanina Harusa. Rav Chanina made a branch of a date tree. Rav Chisda Samach, he signed using a letter Samach, Rav Aishia Ayan. And Rabbi Baravuna, Tzair Machusa, he made a mast. Right, he made a mast. Now, there's a reason for this. The Rashbam writes in Baba Basra that there's no reason. Saying a reason is making a mistake. However, he writes, it's possible that they did it for a certain reason. Rav used to eat fish for Shabbos, so fish was very kosher to him. Chanina used to eat dates. Rav Chisda and Rav Aishia used one letter of their name. That's what the Rashbam wants to offer. It doesn't say shot in the mast. The Ivet says, Rav used a fish. There's no Ayin Har on a fish. And the one that used a deck or Rav Chanina is because Tzadik Katan by Yifrach, right? And Samach is a symbol that you can rely on me. Smicha, you can rely on me. Ayin means I put my eye on this. That's how he looked at it. And a mask is Manhigei Hador. They lead the generations. They're like a mast on a boat. But whatever it is, they use symbolics. So maybe the guy is using his father's signature as a symbol. Dr. Gemara, Lechasim Inish Lishvuya Lishma Davu Asimna, people don't use their father's name as a simon. Rashi, Tayer Kavra, Maksima Shadeh, Lahaya Kaisu Shmai did not write his name. Charusa, Anav Shodeko, a branch of a day tree. Makusa, Nase, a mast, Shaparshan Olavila and Shasina, that they put the sail on. Dr. Gemara writes, people don't use their father's name as a symbol. Why can't each one be kosher with its own two Edom? Let the second set be kosher for the second get. Use the first two Edom and get one. And then use the two Yevonim for get two. Why are you saying it's vessel? And if you're going to tell me, Nitnan, get your kasher Ivris raised of Yevonis, Yevonis raised of Ivris kasher. There's no problem in the fact that the get is written the Hebrew way, the husband's and wife's name are written the Ashishodik away, and the Edom are signing the Yevani way. So what's wrong with the second set of Edom being Edom on the second get? Sakti Gemara, the Chitay Makivan the Muflik Bishnei Shita Vlai. Maybe you're telling me that the second set of Edom are two lines away from the second get. So they're not kosher on the second get because they're blocked by the names of the fathers, right? And that passes the get. Rabbi Chiski Malo Bekraven Kosher. Chiski says, not true. Space. We don't want space between the get and Edom because you can add a condition. But if it's filled with a name, it doesn't bother us. So here it has Reuben's father's name and Shimon's father's name. It's fine. And then the two Edom can sign under that. Zogti Gemara, Altani Ziri, Shneim Sherim. You're right. Ziri learned in the Brisa that both get their kosher taka. Edochinami, first gets kosher with the first two Edom, and the second gets kosher with the second two Edom. Rashi, The Chitayma, given the Muflik Chasim as Edom, Shnei Shitim Miksavai, two lines away from the writing. Since the two fathers are in between, Sulay Miskasher is not Kasher, the Tanya Beget Pashet, here he gets Edom and Aksav, Shnei Shitim Puzzle. Because if you leave two lines open, it's Puzzle. Ramakistia Hassam, Belul, Isa Avi, Bekraven Kasher. Vaikam Dinan El Avira, we just don't want airspace. Now, you're going to ask me, is it better to have puzzle of things that have airspace? Yes. Shara Avir Paisel Bishlesha, the Sukkah, Tach Paisel Paisel Barba. We see by airspace, by Sukkah, three, 12 can make a puzzle, and by puzzle of Tach, you need four. So sometimes it's better to have puzzle than to have airspace. So the Gemara, Vatoni Ziri, behind up Tregiti, the Mastis, the Shneng Sherem. Ziri, Taka said, they're both Kusher. And Enochinami, there's no reason they're both puzzle. Frank the Gemara but Tana Didan. So why did our Tana say that only the first one's kosher? So the Gemara Dilma Gudru was custom, Bekulu Echad Acharu the Chasimi. Meaning, basically, once there is Israeli Edom, right, the Shrodik Edom, and Yavani Edom, we don't know if everybody signed the way they usually sign. There might be that they wrote not like their minig. I don't know how our scripture translates gundlis. Rashi says they did it not like their norm. Maybe the Yevonim here signed like Ivrim. Right? The two Edom were Ivrim. The two Yevonim underwards signed like Ivrim. And therefore they're only signing on the first get. But the two Ivrim, we're not afraid they wrote not the way they normally signed. There's no reason to suspect that the get's written in Ivri, so they signed in Ivri. The second two pair of Edom are Yavanim. But we don't know whether they followed their regular bidding of Yavan, or since they were signing on a get that seemed to have signatures Ivrim on it, so they also signed Ivrim, and they're signing on the first get. Therefore, we're not sure we have Edom on the second get. Whereas the Iri's bride says, I'm afraid of that. Yavanim signed Yavanim. We're not afraid that they changed their bidding. How does Arsko translate the word goodless? Any help? Hello?
Which word?
Can't hear.
Which word are you asking on?
What is the word goodless? That is our school translate the word goodless.
Signed unconventionally?
Unconventionally, that's the word I'm looking for. Thank you. Such Rashi, Vitana Didan, the Apostle Achman, Savadilma Gundlus Chasiba Yavadim, Klaimar, Shuloikim and Hagam, unconventionally. Elok and Darach Ibrim Chasiba, they signed like the Ibrim. Kulu Akad, Kulu Marishan, Ko Shuloikim and Hagam, anything unconventional, Kari Gundlus. Priesti Bechulis Agaidim, the Adam HaMishtamish B'yad HaSmolas, a lefty, Karen Leibim Kameinu, Gundula. they called him unconventional. Both people are righty. So lefties are called unconventional. And therefore, that's the word comes from Gundelis, means unconventional. So even though Yevonim usually sign from left to right, and they're signing under the left get, since they're signing with Ivrim, we don't know, maybe they became unconventional and signed like Ivrim. And therefore, all the Edom are the first get, and there's blood on the second get. We're going to stop here today. Tomorrow, again, I'll be on the phone, and we'll start from the two dots. Everybody should have a wonderful day.
What's that?
Nobody.
It's better on the end.
Nobody understands the
rubber
anymore.
No, people call
it Mark. Oh, yeah, you could. He means people that don't know how to write?
Correct.
They don't know how to write. Yeah, and so it's
what?
It's not with that, because they got numbers.
As far as the patronymic thing, everybody's read Tolstoy, and there's 2.5 or 4 or 5.
I'm not a decent one, I guess.
The other one.
He was Russ also. Yeah.
It's very weird that Brown would use a fish.
Fish.
First of all, he is literate. And the second thing.
Yeah, but we said before that he signed 10,000 of documents, so.
A fish per se, at the time of the missionary tomorrow, was the sign of the super Christian.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Was it signed at what? That one blast that Shabbos
the Shabbos. One blast did not tell you to make.
Right. Was it Shabbos Hanukkah that was freezing here? Or was it Shabbos before? The 24th. Friday the 24th.
Christmas was on a Saturday.
I can tell you when it's going to be really tropical.
July?
It's going to be really tropical in like February.
Oh, you're going to Florida?
Florida. I thought earlier.
My wife's taking a 2-day trip with our daughter to give her Hanukkah present. My coming to present for her or something.
Yeah. liquid. Two pounds of Thank you. Oh, Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to Oh, you told me about That's what Greg does.